What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'll be your host today. I'm Nick Scarpino, just in case you couldn't tell by the tone and the timbre of my voice. Greg is off in Vegas doing the Dice Awards with one Jessica Chobot, so we're very, very excited for him. So I'll be carrying you through this mystical journey alongside Blazing Blessing Jr.
This table.
I'm going to get to that in a second, bro.
Oh, okay.
Have you not been on that? That doesn't happen until 45 minutes into the show.
Oh. Most of
the
time.
Exactly. To his right is the best co-host the man could ask for, Mr. Andy Cortez.
Thank you, Nick.
Very nice. And back from the dead, Blind Fury himself.
Navy blue eyes, Tim Gettys.
Navy. You gave me cobalt before the show was going. I like cobalt a lot better.
Cobalt blue is the coolest blue, but it's also dope. It reminds me of like the early 2000 blues.
Yeah.
When like cobalt was in.
My car's cobalt blue.
Is it cobalt blue?
No.
Yeah, your car looks like it's from 2000. Yeah.
I don't think I know what cobalt is.
I think I see cobalt.
Barrett, can
more
you Google
like
cobalt and just see what comes up?
Because my brain goes to like a charcoal.
I think of like a
that's wow.
Cobalt right there.
That's
yeah.
definitely not charcoal.
Nah, then you're definitely not cobalt, Nick.
Cobalt, dude.
I should have said like gunmetal gray blue.
Okay, here's Gettys. The confusing thing. Like, I've looked up cobalt, but there's all these different shades of
that's
blue.
That's the thing, man.
Up.
50 shades of blue.
It's gun- well, that for story. Sure. That for sure is not cobalt. The one in the smack dab in the middle. It's more
gray
like a
blue
teal.
Gettys.
Yeah.
There's
like
no
turquoise
consistency or constance in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say for our sponsors, Hymns, ButcherBox, and The Besties over on Spotify.
It's true.
They are our rock. Thank you so much for bringing you this show. We appreciate you. And also, thank you to our Patreon producers this month. All of you who came out last month to support our crazy, wacky dreams of getting a new studio hiring Blessing and maybe firing Andy. We don't know. James Davis, you want to do it together with me?
Sure.
Let's do it. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. James UC Davis.
David the Mind Freak Mindtel.
The greatest of all time, Muhammad.
Justin Toff Soft. I made a soft rhyme last time. Keep going.
Drew Garnier Fructis. My hair's soft.
Kent Loonblad the Bad Man.
James UC Hastings.
Dameron Cameron Regan.
Mark the Free Man Freeman.
Alex J. Sandovali.
Matthew Shazam Batson.
Andrew Feistner.
David Go Fishing Holbrook.
Seth Myers Ginger
Ale.
Yes.
Steve Rogers yes. Powers.
Ali Haji.
Tanner Kirby
I
the
just
Cat.
I read that one. Ray Burt Q. Burt Ray Romano.
Samuel Adams Aldersey.
Anthony Esquivel.
Charlton. John, you're not going to take my guns. Alvarenga.
Wait, what's that a reference?
Charlton
to?
Heston.
Oh,
you'll
okay.
take them out of my cold, dead hand.
Melissa without a Y.
Oh, Melissa with a Y.
With a Y is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Parker, let's have a nice lunch out by the grass luncheon back.
Looking
back. Looking back.
Daniel Arroyo, MTV Raps.
Keith Lewis.
Richard Abraham, son and father.
Oh, Kieran and O'Donnell.
Lee, General Lee.
There it is.
There it is.
The mini biologist.
Oh, Nano, because of Nano. I
fucking
see.
Crushed that.
Frankfurt of the man with too many hot dogs.
Shaun of the Dead Valoric.
Andrew Cortez.
And finally, Quaid, Start the Reactor Burnett. You guys are all amazing, and you are our Patreon producers for this show.
You
of course,
paid for that.
If you want to be a part of this show going forward, don't. Nah, I'm kidding. Go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can back us at $1. You can give us $1 if you want. Or if you want to back us at the bronze tier, you get to be a part of the show later when I read some amazing Patreon questions. Is one of them about what we would do if we had to have sex with each other, gun against our head? No. It's not.
But you submitted it.
Someone submitted that one. And I read it and I laughed. And I looked at and I read it to Tim and Tim said, no, we're not going to talk about that today. No.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
We would. If there was a different member of this team that wasn't here.
You think it was Greg?
Yeah, if Greg was here.
Greg, there are no boundaries whatsoever.
It might be okay. I just can't trust you.
You think me and Greg would push it over to the edge together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that on that one. Yeah. I feel it on that. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, three, sometimes four best friends gather around this table.
This table. Do we not say it together? Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of a different show.
What show are you thinking of?
No, this is the only show. What are you talking about?
Is this not the Game Over Greg show?
It used to be the Game Over Ratio.
But we don't say this table.
Unless Greg's hosting and he's had some of that recap juice.
This is fake fan ass bullshit. You know,
listen, I'm going to be honest. Jesus. I never listened to a Kind of Funny podcast before I worked here.
How did you get hired here?
Who are you?
What are you, like the me of people who want to work here?
I'm a big GameSpot fan.
Oh, yeah, GameSpot. Really good outlet. Yeah. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we do this podcast every week here. Kind of Funny. I would go through the rigmarole when it posts, but you all know I just don't know. So it's at some point, maybe
I'm not
Wednesdays.
Gonna lie to you.
Is it Wednesdays that it goes up, Tim? Give him the rigmarole.
Yeah.
Cool. Wednesdays it goes
live.
The
day after we record.
You can watch it live
Tuesdays.
We have some fun. We bring topics. You guys bring topics. And of course, if you like this, please feel free to subscribe to us on youtube.com/kindoffunny. We love those subscribers. And of course, if you're listening to podcast services, we're everywhere. I don't do around the globe, okay? I'm just about this continent of the United States. If you're listening outside, I don't want to know. Give us a nice rating. Check us out. And go over to roosterteeth.com and check out our content there. We put all of that stuff over there, too. Does Jeff like it? He doesn't know we do it. There we go.
Chris Angel's coming to San Francisco in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God. Really? I thought you said you're going to say he was coming on this podcast.
No.
Are we going to do it? We have cool friends with Chris Angel.
He just disappears mid-episode. Floats away.
We do it.
Yeah.
We leave the chair empty.
Uh-huh.
We interview him like he's there the whole time. And then when people go, where was he? We go, he's just that good.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that good.
Yeah.
We turn the camera. It's all mirrors. He's gone.
It's audio, mostly an audio only podcast, but he does magic tricks.
Yeah.
I like it.
Whoa. It's just quiet. Whoa.
We often talk about how Greg could interview a rock and it would still be fascinating content because he's an insane person. But like, I want to see what a Nick Scarpino podcast looks like when he has to fill an hour. That's just
I can show you exactly what it looks like. Go Google Nick and Tim interview Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the longest 20 minutes of our life.
5 minutes in, Tim and I are like, I was like legitimately like, should I start asking Tim questions?
I've never been more embarrassed in my life. I'm just sitting here, the fucking legend, and here's Nick just fucking crashing the ship as strong as possible,
man. You gotta sink before you can swim, Andy.
Sure.
You gotta sink
no
before
sailor
you can swim,
ever
man.
Learned anything in calm seas.
God.
It's a fact.
That's you hear about this cool, Greg? Long story short is Nick tried telling Tony Hawk he needs to do more yoga.
I said it's very restorative. And he was like, I agree.
He was like, let's move on to the next topic,
I'm a
please.
Fucking athlete. I know how to take care of my body.
He was giving me nothing, and it's his fault. And between him and Andy Serkis, they can both fight for a spot in hell.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys remember? This is going to be a weird poll. But do you remember when David Copperfield made the, I think it was him, he made the Statue of Liberty disappear?
Wait, what?
Did you ever see this?
I don't remember.
I feel like I would have heard about this.
Do you guys not remember this from the 80s? I might have totally made this up. Can you Google this? Can you Google David Copperfield?
This seems like an ABC
Statue
special.
Of Liberty disappear. I think it was an ABC special. Like they're like, they did a countdown. They were like, in 2 hours, he'll make it disappear and reappear.
That sounds like a threat.
Vanishes. Yeah. Here we are right here. I think he did it with like a big mirror. I can't remember how he did it. This is the shit we did in the 80s. We didn't know. We didn't know what to do.
We didn't know.
They put a big ass screen up above it. There it is.
What in the world?
Ready?
That's got to be a huge ass screen.
It's big. And look at that jacket, Tim. Are you jealous?
Love it. Yeah.
Are you jealous of that?
Or maybe it's only the angle that, like,
look at this fuck.
Maybe it didn't need to go that high. Maybe it's just like the angle that we're looking at it from. Mm. It fully envelops it. You know. He's using his mind freaks waves.
Oh my God.
His mind waves.
Magicians. I think I've just decided I don't like magicians.
Holy shit, guys. What? Holy motherfuck.
It's not there anymore.
Mother of God.
Definitely not there anymore.
Whoa.
Right. It's just from this one angle, by the way.
Yeah.
They didn't show you any other angles.
It's very obvious. Oh, but there's a helicopter back there, guys.
Where did it go? Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty impressive.
It's just that angle. No, it's actually
360
degrees
around it. That's very
impressive. You don't see Wolverine there.
No. Now you're fully just like actually interested. Like, wow, this is a good job.
Like, wow, how'd they do that?
Good job by D-Cop.
That was actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was really cool.
God,
that's scary.
So different, man. It's so weird seeing people like just dress differently and look different. Like, there's that one comic, Private Eye, where it had the character that was like the old man, and it was like takes place in the future. So it takes place.
Good,
in,
really
like,
good comic.
Like, I don't. I'm just gonna say like 2060 or something like that. And there's this old man that's like a grandpa, but he's just tatted up everywhere, just like that's gonna be our future. Like, it's just weird to think that like the kids with face tats now are gonna be grandpas with face tats then.
I think about it often, where like toward like 2007, 2008, there was a strong idea of what the 90s were, right? Like, I could identify 90s fashion and 90s style, but like right now we're in 2020, I couldn't really put a pin on like what is the early 2000s, right? 2000 to 2010.
Oh, the early 2000s?
Like 2000 to 2010,
yeah,
specifically.
Yes, you could. Bootcut jeans.
Baggy ass jeans.
Like, I guess, yeah, baggy stuff.
A lot of matching colors.
White tees.
I know what you're, I know what you're trying to say, though. Like, yeah. It's hard to sort of say what is right now's fashion.
Like right now or early 2000s?
Because it doesn't seem
I'm talking about 2000 to 2010.
Oh, got it.
So 2000 to 2010 was marked by to me, it was marked by, like, designer, true religion, bootcut jeans, those ornate, the Ben Sherman shirts.
Do me a favor, Barrett. Google too fast, too furious. Yeah. Use the numbers two
when you Google it.
Can you please Google Brittany and Justin in all denim outfit?
Totally.
That's a very similar vibe. The rapper
I want
a shot for some reason.
Of the four, the main four from Too Fast, Too Furious with Suki. Because when it's Suki and the rest of them.
What happened to Suki?
I don't know. Where's she at?
Why the fuck did they not? They brought everyone. They brought Han back from the fucking dead. They
multiple
can't bring
times
Suki back from Miami.
Yeah, see, this is early 2000s.
That's
early
2000s right there.
There we go. Although,
to be fair, Paul Walker rocked that look always.
Yeah.
He always rocked that.
That's just a timeless look, man.
I like it, man.
But, like, yeah, early 2000s were very much about that jean that women wore that was right above their pelvic, like, area.
Thrust bucket.
It was about the panties that came up a little. You know, when they leaned over, you always saw the whale tail. Yeah.
Manny from Degrassi.
Yeah. Never forget.
Never forget.
I feel like now the styles are a little bit more 80s. I feel like we've gone back to a retro 80s style.
God, well, look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a
That's
moment.
That's the best.
Free
Britney, everyone.
Still.
Let her out. Like let her run around.
God.
I feel like there's any, like, if we do want a grasp on what that sort of fashion was, just look for any red carpet premiere in, like, 2002, 2001.
I mean, look at Cisco from when he was, like, at the Grammys, where you're like, this is insane. The fashion.
This is insane. You were wearing plastic.
He wasn't. It was not the one where he wore like just the vest,
the red vest,
or the white. I think all white. I mean, that's a video.
Cisco's had some looks.
Cisco,
can you pop some Cisco?
I guess,
type Cisco award show.
Yeah, I guess like VM. Oh, it's with a S and a Q.
Just put Dragon, please.
Just Dragon Smaug.
Yes. God bless him.
Cisco's yeah. See, that's what I was.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, that's hot.
That shit. But see, you can still wear that today. And it was still. Definitely if you're Cisco,
At the VMAs, I feel like you.
If you're Cisco at the VMAs, you could look like however you want.
Because remember how when Lady Gaga wore meat?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was a look.
We haven't seen meat ever since.
No, yeah.
If that's what started the decline of meat in America.
That's what that.
Pull us up one more time. Look at our boy.
That's what.
Look at our boy hanging out with fucking Beyonce.
Man.
Like, we know him. He might be listening to this. That's
so
crazy.
Cisco, if you're listening to this, man, I hope you're well. Because we love you very much. You got to come
remember
back.
Remember when we had him sing the Pokemon theme song?
Oh, God, I do remember that. Remember, yeah, there's lots. We've had lots of, let's put it this way. Never had a bad interaction with Cisco.
Hell yeah.
Can't say the same about Andy Serkis.
Jesus. He knows it's a joke, right?
Who, Andy Serkis?
Yeah.
I've just never had an interaction
with him. He talked to Greg.
Did he talk to him?
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what he was.
He's just because he's too much of a fucking coward to come on our show, is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, what if he listens to this? What will he think? Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis? No way.
The man
he's
legend.
To this.
No.
It's a long
time.
Andy
also,
Serkis friends with Henry Winkler. It's all connected.
Here's what I'll say. I did get winked. He did. He fucking winked me. And now this kind of is going to just disregard what I say next. But it's a long con with Andy Serkis, right? I'm negging him. You know what I mean? I'm just throwing out those negative vibes right there to make him want me more.
He's
so
really
when he comes on here,
yeah.
I get to be one of the fucking
alphas.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. You see what I'm saying? What?
Oh God, here we go again.
It's not hard. You know what I mean?
I would
put some fucking knee braces on.
I would love to see Nick try to do 2 hours of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and just see what your mood is, gauge your mood afterwards.
Hour
and
see
how done you're with it.
Hour in, even. I'm fucking even keel. Hour 1 minute in. This is a terrible mistake. Everyone's shit at their job. I could do everyone on this fucking set's job better than them. 2 hours in, I'm everyone's best friend. It was a good shoot. See you guys tomorrow.
No, but there's 10 more hours of the day because it's a long day.
Yeah, but I'm off my hook. I don't have to stand like this for one night. No, what do you think is harder? You think doing that or you think doing Tim Gunn doing Rocket? Like having to be like that low the whole time. I feel like Rocket would be harder.
I mean, both sound like.
I think
exactly. That's why Tim Gunn is more important in the world than fucking Andy Serkis.
No, I think
that's
watching
why.
Andy Serkis do Gollum looks like a pain in the ass because you're just always
like he's overacting.
You're always
God. That was good, though. That was real good, Nick. You got in there.
So useless.
I know. Tim, I want to talk about your eyes, but before I do that, I want to tell you guys the weird interaction I had with a magician. Can I lay this on you?
Wait. First off, you can.
You could have done that.
Second off, though, you had so many segues. Like the whole us watching the Statue of Liberty disappear.
That's where I was getting to, but somebody interrupted me. I'm not going to point fingers, but somebody randomly said, what are the styles like in early 2000s? I was like, first off, we were talking about 80s magicians. I was going to segue over to this amazing story I have.
We're talking about decades fashion. We're talking about 80s fashion.
Yeah, because you were born 3 years ago. You don't understand anything that happened in American history from fucking 2016 or before.
Tell me about magician.
So my buddy goes, hey, I want to start running a room, comedy room, like maybe doing like a professional comedy show in San Francisco, and I got this great place, but I want you to come check it out with me. We'll hang out, we'll have a cocktail at the bar above, and then we'll go downstairs and check it out. And I was like, oh, that's cool, but can we just go straight there? He goes, no, because currently in this space, and this is this amazing like speakeasy space down below a Moroccan restaurant in San Francisco, like on O'Farrell, kind of a dangerous area, but perfect for comedy. He goes, but in the space right now is a magician. But the reason why I'm... Exactly.
Already funny.
Because the reason I'm talking to these guys is because the magician's been so...
We can't get him out.
The trick went wrong.
So they go. This guy's he's getting successful, so he's hinted at wanting to get a bigger space, but he won't leave. So like he goes, we want comedy because comedy means that a lot of comedians can come in here and do multiple shows every week. That's more fun. The magician's renting it out, and he doesn't want anyone in his space. Because he's, I guess, scared they're going to like fuck up his shit or steal his stuff. I don't know. So we get there, and the guy's like, hang out, guys. I'm going to get you guys some food. He's down there still, but I don't know when he's going to leave, but I'll check in with him, and when he leaves, we'll go down and look at the space. He goes, I don't want to be rude to him because I think he's maybe rehearsing or something like that. I'm like, I'm a professional. Clearly, I'm a performer also. One performer, another performer. I get jacked up too when people come in and when we're rehearsing KFAF. If anyone interrupts that, I get fucking hot.
Yeah,
because
Christian Bale,
show has to be perfect.
You never work in this town again.
Are you fucking moving lights? Do you move the lights around?
Why did I sound like Larry David? It doesn't matter. So we go. We hang out for like 45 minutes, mm-hmm. and I walk. I was with my buddy Austin, and he was like, "I'm gonna go check in with him and just tell him like we'll come back a different time because we don't want to interrupt this guy." So like, hey man, thank you so much. Pay for the food. And he's like, "You don't have to." He was really really sweet. But I was like, well, we'll leave you a little money. We're gonna come back a little bit later in the week. And he goes, no. I'll tell you what, let's just go down there right now. I'm sure the magician will be cool with it. You guys can see the space. You can get a feel for it. And then later, if it works out that he ends up leaving, of course, we're not trying to push out. I'm not trying to muscle any magicians here, right? I'm not trying to do that.
You shouldn't. Yeah. Dangerous. Yeah.
And so I go and I see the picture of this guy. And he looks like what you would think a magician looks like, right?
Which is what, Nick?
What do you think he looks like?
Okay. It's a real skinny white guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. Goatee or no goatee?
Goatee.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Goatee.
Fedora or no fedora?
Oh my God. Okay. There we go.
Definitely fedora. Long hair that can be pulled back into a ponytail or yes. No long hair that can be pulled in a ponytail?
Wow. This is real visual.
Exactly, right? So I see a picture of this guy. I'm like, this guy fucking has it, right? I go down into his space. Because like I just asked you, what does a magician look like? And you guys named him.
He's
fucking destroying the magician game,
he's
right?
He's got it. Yeah.
I go down into his space and it's this beautiful, beautiful, like, I want to say 1920s. Like or pre speakeasy style ornate like walls, ornate ceiling. You know how they used to actually when they used to give a fuck before now when they're like we just get the thing up as fast as possible because real estate's at a market. Anyway, I go in. He's got this place decked out with like all these cool posters of like Houdini and all these like and like Now You See Me and all the classic you know magician movies. And I look in and I peek into a space. It's gorgeous. This is gorgeous, like 45 seat, like kind of theater ish space. Beautiful little stage. He put in all this brand new lighting. I was like, listen, I'm sold on this. Austin, like, this is cool. You should definitely take this. I would, you know, I'll come and help out. I'll drop sets like fucking a madman whenever you get this thing up and running. But it's this guy's space. So for now, let's get out of here. Like, I don't want to go into the space. So I just peeked in. I was like, but I don't want to go onto a stage because I don't want to, you know, I don't want him to get pissed. I would get pissed if someone just randomly, if like our landlord was like, just come in and see what these guys are doing. I'm like, get out, get the fuck out, right? And fix the leak in the ceiling. So we go upstairs, thank him. Mind you, we have not seen the magician once.
It's the greatest trick.
I turned to the bar to thank the guy that was showing us the space.
Now you see me.
And then I feel a presence behind me, and I shit you not, me and Austin turn, and the guy's just right there. And he goes, were you guys just downstairs? And I was like, then I was like, do I lie to this magician? Because clearly he has magical powers. You know, I'm going to lie to the guy.
Do I lie?
What if he turned into a rock?
Did you have the feeling that you were in a situation you should lie?
Because I was like, was he watching us downstairs? I don't know what to do.
Like, he knows the answer.
Like, he knows we were there, yeah. Right? So, like, I'm like, you know I was there. Why are you trying to catch me in a lie right now? So, you know I can't lie anyway. So I was like, yeah. And then he just looked at me. And then, like, we just stared at each other for a solid 20 seconds. And then I was like, well, we're going to go. And we left. And that was the last time. But then I started thinking, I was like.
He was dead the whole time.
I was like, is this guy the world's best magician? Because he was not there. I swear to God, he was not there. And then a second later, he just poof, like appeared out of nothing. It was amazing.
I would love more than anything to get this guy's side of the story.
Oh, he's probably like, who the fuck are these people in my space? And they walked up and was like, yo, why are we in my space? And this some asshole just turns and was like, yeah, I was.
He was like, dude, I was in the room the entire time.
this dude was oblivious.
You were hammered. Anyway.
There's nothing more interesting than magicians. Because it's just like, there's something weird about it. You know what I mean? Just to begin
100%.
With. 100%. It's just like you're tricking me. All you do is you're tricksters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you just add on the fact that like, they can win you over or creep you the fuck out so quickly.
Because
how many times have you seen a magician, you're like, and it's that vibe, you know, I don't like you, I don't want anything to do with you, this is weird. But remember that time at VidCon?
Yes.
When we made best friends with Gambit.
Yeah.
This Gambit fucking dude, magician. We're just at the lobby bar of a hotel, and like,
not Taylor Kitsch.
We're all talking, we're hanging out,
very close,
and this dude just comes up to us, pulls out some cards, and we all have this fucking feeling. We're just like,
here we go.
Fuck this guy. Like,
we're having a libation after a long day.
It's me when I bring in the guitar.
Networking, yeah.
It's like, oh, we don't want to deal with this shit. And he just starts doing tricks, and like within 15 seconds, we're like, hey, can you just hang out with us for the rest of the weekend? And legit, this kid just fucking hung out with us. We took him everywhere, and we're like, you guys, you gotta see this fucking magic trick.
I
want to
say his name was Jarek.
Jarek, whoa, yeah.
The magician. Cool,
yeah, that's awesome.
And
that villain name.
This dude, amateur pro wrestler.
Porn star. Oh.
And
I wouldn't made you in porn star.
And his whole wrestling thing is he's a magician.
That's it.
And he does some dope shit with it.
That's, I wonder really what he's sick. At. What, are you, what
dude,
do you know?
He had a ridiculously successful YouTube career.
Did he?
Yeah, doing prank videos. Because it was magic pranks. Street pranks, dude.
That sounds awesome.
And they were fucking really, really cool. He did this one prank. Or not prank, one trick that, like, we had him come to IGN and we filmed a bunch of shit and we never actually put it up.
Yeah.
We dressed him like Gambit because he did card tricks.
That's right.
Why we call him Gambit.
Sure.
But
Gambit Street Magic was what
he
we
did
were
a bunch
that.
Of like crazy ass tricks where, like, if you handed him your phone, like, and you could watch what he's doing,
he would hand you back a broken phone.
He could get your phone number. And like, I don't remember the steps of how it happened, but like, he would just be like, I know your number. And be like, what the fuck did he say? Like, how the fuck? Like, I saw everything you did. It's really weird shit.
There's a really good series on True TV that's sort of the same thing where it's like street prank magic style shit. And I'm just blanking on the name right now. Barrett, can you maybe Google Street Magic True TV? And it's this one dude. He's super charming. But what he always does is he always fakes as an employee of a certain place, right? And there's always like a gimmicky thing they're trying to sell to these people. And it's all hidden camera. People walk in.
Is this on Netflix?
Has this ever happened?
It's probably on Netflix, but it's like it originates on True TV. No, but one of them is like guys walk into a shoe place, kind of like a, I don't know, like a shoe carnival sort of place. And he's like, yeah, we're selling these new shoelaces that they tie up.
What's a shoe carnival?
Shoe carnival, it's a store.
Wait, you guys don't know Shoe Carnival?
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. Is it a Midwest
Blessing
thing?
Is with me.
Oh, my God. You guys legitimately have carnivals for shoes?
Yeah, no. It's like,
with like rides that are shoe-themed?
It's like a Champs or anything like that.
Got
it. Like a big Payless. Okay, okay. The Carbonaro Effect is what it's called. My dad fucking loves this show. My dad always like DVRs it whenever we go back home. He always wants to like show me the newest episodes. And they're always really fucking good. But he has little gimmicks where, again, he's selling these cool products to people, and they walk in. He's like, have you seen these shoelaces? They tie themselves if you just sort of shake your feet. And they're like, really? And then I don't know what they do. It's probably, you know, camera
magic,
tricks
bro.
And shit like that.
Magic trick.
But he has his feet there, and he shakes his feet, and he goes, yeah, so they tie up, and it shows the shoelace. And
they're
like,
seen this.
No fucking way. And like, these people are freaking out about these products. But it's such a genius concept for these strangers to walk in, and there's like a, oh yeah, here's a little pill, and when you pour water in it, it turns into like a bird. And they made these pills to, and he always gives like some stupid backstory, and the people are like, Really? Wow. And they're for sale here. You can take them if you want. And they're like, really? Wow. And it's really well done, man. But Magic's fucking cool.
Magic, again, cool or creepy?
Yeah. Cool or creepy.
Now, does he let them walk out of the store and then take their money? Because that would be hilarious. And they get home, they're like, this thing's not turning into a bird.
And also, I mean, I'm sure that, you know.
I'm sure they stop.
Obviously, some people are plants, but I'd like to think that one of my biggest talents is when I know when things are bullshit or not, and when people are acting or not.
Absolutely not.
It's one of my biggest talents.
Nick, okay, well, there's definitely not enough time for tomorrow, but you guys are like, what should we do for KFAF?
Yeah.
You need to do the Andy bullshit test. Of like, you
I
need
know,
to
guys.
Prep him on
I
a bunch
know.
Of things.
Oh, I
don't know.
Because it's always bullshit idea. Fucking Facebook videos that your aunt shares.
Real or
where
fake.
It's a guy giving a bunch of money to some homeless person in the street. And you know they're both. And it's just fucking stupid reaction. It's supposed to be
like
really like wholesome.
Everything
like
everything the Dobre brothers
this,
do.
Look at what this man does on the street. Everybody's fucking acting, you know? It's mm-hmm. obvious. But these people's reactions in these shows are like, they seem so goddamn genuine where they are legitimately freaking out. And I gotta assume it's sort of the David Blaine thing that was debunked, where David Blaine will do a trick that's, you know, moderately hard to see on TV.
Yeah.
But then they make it, but then the trick that they're showing the people looks a lot more difficult than what it really is. So it's like they're playing with editing and stuff like that.
Sure.
But it's a really fascinating show.
I mean,
really
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I ever actually seen a live magic show. Obviously, we've seen people like walk up and do like street magic to you, card tricks and whatnot. But I don't think I've ever sat. I'm curious now to go see this guy's show because I'm like, what does 2 hours or an hour and a half of like a real magic show look like?
We got to do it.
Yeah. That sounds like an awesome trip. I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's like, I would give him a shout out for his name, but I didn't bother to learn it. but he's apparently very successful, and the theater looks dope.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And apparently, you know, that's not the only... I think it's called the Magic Theater is what his is called. But there's like a few little nooks of magicians in the city.
God. Like this is... There's a little magician commune.
So there is. There's like there's this one. This is the second theater I've heard of in the city that does full time magic.
They're like rivals.
I bet they are. I don't know if that's him or maybe because like by my jiu-jitsu gym in the Mission, the guy, there's apparently a magician that moved in next door. But I've never seen him. There's no signage whatsoever. And occasionally you just hear audience members. But I can't figure out how to get into this building.
It's like magician is just such a funny noun to put into sentences.
Yeah.
It's just like it just makes it funnier.
Because it's like saying warlock. Yeah. This warlock is
like wizard.
But it's not real. No.
But like think about the thing I think about a lot is like it takes a special kind of someone to want to be a magician in nowadays. But I kind of get it, right? Because you guys just name like five shows that people. I guess
yeah,
if you get
no,
big,
I mean,
you
it's
can
cool,
get
it's fascinating stuff. But
you get a Vegas residency, makes.
There's a guy in America's Got Talent who was, I think, got close or almost won.
He won, I think.
He's
are you talking
the
Asian
about the dude, Asian
kid,
right?
Yeah.
He's like super awesome.
He's
hair.
So
goddamn,
good. He's
dude
in like Ellen and
looking.
Shit.
Wait, can we Google this kid?
Yeah.
But he was sort of how he got to the very, very end. It was just a lot of like sleight of hand sort of stuff and incredibly impressive and like. Giving cards to the judges and goddamn what's his name from American Idol
Simon Pegg.
I know Simon
Card
Cowell.
Simon Carr.
I just remember him on a jet ski.
Simon
Card
is from IGN.
Either way, he's like doing really really awesome shit, and he got to the very very end. But that dude had like the best head of hair. Oh my god! Speaking of great heads of
hair,
Speaking of great heads of hair, I got to hang with the voice of Genji, and this
dude
is jacked.
Wait, really?
Yeah, at the Overwatch thing, his name is Gaku Space. He was in some Street Fighter movie that they like.
Legend of Chun-Li?
No, not that one.
It
was another one. Something that like was a fan made thing that was kind of picked up or whatever. This dude is jacked. He's got the best fucking head of hair I've ever seen in my life, Nick. Holy shit, it's so thick.
Would it surprise you to hear that I now simultaneously hate this man and love him?
Dude, he's the nicest dude in the world, man. And he went on to the crowd and he did Genji's like ultimate sound.
What's
like
that
ultimate
sound like?
Yunji Konai? I don't know what the fucking words are. It's all Japanese. But then like the whole crowd went all hype.
That's fucking
shit.
Awesome.
Tight, yeah.
I got my haircut yesterday and the woman told me three times that I have thick hair. And I was just like, I've never heard anyone talk about thick hair until you guys.
Here he is.
Here I am. Shin Lim.
Oh, he is good looking.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah, he's got such a great like stage presence.
Yeah,
as
he's like cocky as fuck.
And he's engaging with you. Yeah. And he's like talking to you.
This looks like the kind of guy that I want to give me some fucking magic.
See, here's the thing though. So you're talking about
Are we going to this magic show?
We gotta go, dude. Let's go. So, there's multiple magicians in San Francisco, you're telling me.
Yeah.
And but the thing is like
Or maybe the same one. I don't know. He can be anywhere.
Multiple places at once. But so they're performers, right? It makes sense, cool, whatever. People like magic. Magic is undeniably interesting and fun to watch, right? There were very few things you could say you're a performer, right? Like you could do music, you could do comedy, I guess you could do magic, but like with like rap music, right? You're in the underground scene, you're trying to make your way up, you go to open mics.
Yeah.
And you just kind of rap and hope somebody gives a fuck.
I saw the evolution of hip hop.
If you're trying to do comedy, you go to open mics and you just tell jokes and hope somebody gives a fuck. Are there open mics for magic?
Yeah. You can go do a comedy open mic and do magic there if you want.
No, that's not. No, but you mean like, is there a magic open mic?
Oh no, I think it would just be you'd go to that. There's
open hat.
In my opinion, or from my experience, there's two types of open mics. There's comedic open mics for just comedy, and then there's like, and like I forget what they call them.
Variety show.
Yeah, it's like basically like
high school talent show.
Yeah. It's for like musicians or magicians or whatever. It's just a straight up open mic. You can do whatever you want. Read poetry if you want. It doesn't matter. Those are the worst, by the way. Those are definitively the worst.
Well, I gotta assume they're. It's called a mixed mic. So scatterbrained.
Mixed mic. Well, it's just like someone
focused.
So here's what goes up, right? Someone will go up and do, you know, you get 5 minutes and you'll get a comic up there like myself who goes up and like, I'll probably bomb, but I'll get a couple chuckles here and I'll try to engage the audience and it'll be cool. And then the host will come up and they'll be like, next up, we've got Tim Geddes and Tim's going to be playing us some music. And then Tim gets up there and fucking just tunes his guitar for like fucking 3 minutes. Bling, bling, bling. The audience is just like, I don't want any part of this. Then he goes, "Where's the? What do you call those things? Those little clamps that you bought in three?
Capo."
He goes, "Where's my capo? I can't." Okay, oh, capo goes on. Tune it again. Meanwhile, I'm like, "This time is money. Is this shit fucking like? You know, I gotta
Let's
go.
Let's get back to the comedy.
Because here's what it probably is, right? When you go to a comedy open mic."
Like I literally saw someone do a mic. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
I saw someone do a song where they were like, the guy was playing and she was doing music, but it was not her music. It was popular songs, but she didn't even bother to learn the lyrics, so she was reading them off of her phone. And I'm like, you're just you're just lazy as fuck.
Yeah, I got it. Because you go to a stand-up open mic and there are varying degrees of good, right? Like you can walk out and say these two people were pretty good. Out of the 10 that I saw, they weren't bad, you know. But at one of these sort of it's a smorgasbord or whatever the hell you want.
Sometimes
right?
you get good musicians.
But the thing is, like, if there's two musicians and two comedians and two magicians and two whatever the fuck, like, what are the odds at any, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, you walk out, you're like, all of it was shit.
It was terrible.
Every once in a while, because I've been going to a lot more mics recently, and every once in a while, some of the heavy hitters from the scene will pop in to, like, do some new material that they're trying out. Like, these are people that are, like, past a punchline. So every once in a while, you get just kind of, it's just shit, then me bombing, and then they'll go and just light up the room. And then the next, it's the saddest thing, because they'll light up the room, and then the next guy will be like his first time, and he'll be like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And he goes and just eats shit. And it's so funny to watch.
That's such a bummer. A buddy of mine, that one of my best friends that I actually played in my band, and like we've known each other our whole lives, right? He went, we'd always make fun of him because he would go through these like hardcore phases of stuff, whether he was incredibly into Yu-Gi-Oh! For like spans of time, right? Yeah. Like we'd always be like, oh, what's next? Yo-yos. Like we'd always come up with like stupid ass shit. But he was super into magic for
like the gathering or
almost a year,
magic?
like doing magic tricks and learning sleight of hand and going to magic shops and buying books and learning like sleight of hand tricks and shit like that. And he got like really good at it, to where he was the guy at parties that would bust out the cards. But like, we'd never thought of as my friend as like a lame person, but when he'd bust out the cards, he'd be like, fuck, check this one out, this is fucking tight, dude. Like, and he was the cool guy at the party, because he was, and he would trick everybody out.
Cool
and
creepy,
man.
Dude, it's such a thin
line. I
think
a lot of it is your aesthetic, right? Like my friend JP, he's a cool looking dude, he's got like cool hair and shit. It's like, and he'd bust out these cards, be like, all right, this
what's
is gonna
the goatee
be
level?
It's gonna be sick. No facial hair.
I feel it is all in how you present it when you're a, like, there's two things at parties that can just be the worst possible thing ever. The magic show, or the guy that decided to be Fran and bring his acoustic guitar to the party.
No, fuck you. That was the greatest moment of my life. The greatest moment. Eric Hart's 30th birthday. There are 20 people at this place. We are all drunk. It's been a long fucking day, and it is like 10 p.m. and Fran just fucking comes in with an acoustic guitar and just starts playing Wonderwall. And everyone just sits there and just looks at him. And, like, we had to take it seriously. And it went from a joke to all of us being like, I guess this is actually happening and this is our reality now. And he just stopped and just then he
accepted
went,
it.
And then he just left. Fucking Fran, dude. Fucking Fran. Like,
was he singing?
Would any of you be shocked if it was like, oh, Fran does magic?
No, not at all.
No,
not at all.
It takes a certain level of obliviousness to want to do both of those things at a party.
I would.
That's like as pretentious as me going, I'm going to do a comedy set for all of you right now at this party. That's and I've done and people have made me do that before, specifically at family gatherings, and it's so awkward.
Tell a joke, dude. I would seriously fucking pay. I want to fund a series where we teach Fran magic. We get him to do magic, and then he performs. Can you imagine? Wait.
No, wait, so because he wouldn't stop trying to break his own magic for long enough to do the magic trick. Fran is always like needs to know how everything works, and like he had this, I don't know if he knows about it or not, but for the longest time, PR people hated him because when he used to review games, he'd go and purposely try to break the game. And they'd be like, Fran, don't run into that. Okay, all right. And he's like, well, this level doesn't work that well. And they're like, Fran, it's a fucking, like, it's a build of the game. It's not supposed to, you know, well, I'm going to try to jump up on this box, right? And like, Fran, no, oh, don't do that. All right. Not only that, but, like, I legit am serious when I say this. Fran, like, just by being within proximity of anything electrical, anything specifically computer-like oriented, like computer chip, will break it. It will just stop working.
I'm like,
get the fuck away from our printer because we have enough problem with the printer in this alone. But God bless him. I wish I was at that party. I wasn't there. I think I was on my honeymoon.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
God.
That was the dark, stormy night.
It's honestly, guys, it was way funnier than it sounds. It's like it was surreal moment. And like it was punctuated by the fact that we were there. I don't even remember where the fuck we went. It was like somewhere in Marin. Like we went on like a grown-up sleepover.
It was a trek.
Like, it was a trek. We're in the middle of the fucking woods. Like, it was weird as hell. It was awesome. But we were there for, like, 3 days. Like multiple nights. And Fran kept doing weird Fran shit. Like, that wasn't the end of it.
Was it? Didn't he also cook for
he
you guys?
He also made pasta that took him, like, 14 hours to make. He also, then the next morning, after the guitar session, promised that he'd make coffee for us. And it's like, okay. You make coffee, right? Like, that means the lazy man, you pop a pot in the thing, oh, you hit go.
I know this one, yeah.
Even, like, the less lazy man, you do some French roast or whatever the fuck. I don't know what I'm talking about, but, yeah, you know, sure. The weird little, like, white paper stuff to put the beans in.
No.
Fran didn't do that. He did eventually, coffee. But before that, he took a bunch of beans and grounded them up himself. Well, you got to do it fresh. I just got these in this specialty place, whatever. You got to wait. And he starts grinding. He stops. You got to wait a couple minutes. You got to let it aerate. I hear it in my mind like it's happening now. Fucking Fran.
Who was present for the E3 party? Because I wasn't there, but I've heard
this last year's E3 party.
It was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
It was the one where he had two places rented out. He had two places.
I was there.
Steiner was there.
Why did he have two places rented out?
I don't know. I think he rented a guitar.
Like one to sleep in, one to bang in? What?
He rented a guitar.
He didn't bring it.
To have it. To have it in case. Just in case there was a party that broke out. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what happened? A party broke out.
But did anyone at the party
were demanding this fucking Fran playing guitar. Demanding, and it happened, and it was magical.
I have legitimately never been to a party that was made better by an acoustic guitar. Never in my life have I
been
to that.
It's always awkward.
It always makes me want to bully the person that brings the guitar.
There's something about Fran that makes it not awkward. You just push through. And it's
you're
I'm
saying
not
that,
joking.
But you delight sometimes in Fran's like weirdness.
I love it so much. It brings me so much happiness. He needs to do magic.
Fran magic. Fragic.
Oh, God. We'll have him do magic one day.
How do I become friends with Fran?
You?
Yeah.
No, just hang out.
Just like stand near him for like
the first
good,
time I
like,
saw him, the first
minutes.
Time he walked in the office, I was like mesmerized by his energy. Like his hair, his style, like his smell. I don't
his
know what cologne.
So strong.
Yeah, man. No, his smell is like strong. Yeah. And I was like,
good strong, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
no, it's
a good
great strong.
It's
like,
a purposeful, like.
It's like he's making like a, he's making
something
a statement.
Expensive,
yes.
Like sandalwood and cedar and John Varvatos' sweat or something like that. You know? He's a designer. It's expensive. You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Because we can't afford him. But Fran fucking 1% or
but this is interesting, though, Bless. Like, we haven't had somebody, like, new come in that has to deal with Fran. Not has to. Gets to.
Because, like, yeah, no. Because so far, I have no complaints with Fran.
There's no complaints.
The more I see him, the more delighted I am that he's here.
It's more that, like, that he has a lot of traits that somebody would model a cartoon character after.
Yeah.
Like where, like, just really kind
of comedic relief cartoon
intricate
character.
Like, kind of weird, funny, quirky things about him. Yeah, very eccentric traits. Yeah.
So if you want to get to know Fran the best, just stand there and let him ask you questions and then let him answer those questions for you. That's the best way to become Fran's friend. But all throughout my tenure at IGN, this is my favorite thing that he did. And by favorite, I mean I'm glad he's not my boss anymore, because he used to drive me nuts. He'd be like, Nick, did you spec out those cameras like I asked you? You didn't, did you? I'll tell you why you should have done this. And I'm like, I didn't even answer the question yet. And the shitty thing was, every single time he answered it for me, he knew I didn't do the thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't fucking do the thing you asked me to do, because I don't care. I was at Starbucks for 3 hours with Tim, giving Tim life advice on when to use condoms.
And how to deal with Fran.
I was like, here's how you deal with Fran. Kevin dealing with Fran was my absolute favorite.
I mean, yeah, here's the deal.
That was my absolute favorite. Here's the deal.
Is how it went is Fran was Nick's boss for so long, and caused a lot of PTSD that we've gotten over.
Yeah.
I feel like Fran,
Fran knows this. I've talked about it. But Fran used to just trigger me a little bit, as you would if you were friends with someone who was also your boss for 9 years. Yeah,
totally. But then,
now we're cool.
But then I came along, and I was under you.
Yeah.
And then Fran, I still had to deal with Fran all the time. But Nick kind of just taught me how to, like, not go against him, but just maneuver with him. Maneuver around him. You know what I mean? Go with the flow. Let it all happen. But then I brought Kevin in, and you guys can imagine how that went.
No.
Yeah, no.
Kevin was like, oh, there's a thing in my way? Mm-mm. Would just run right into it.
I would not want to
There was a vibe at IGN where it's like, it's an open office floor plan, so it's like everybody, like, if there's a loud conversation going on, everyone can hear it, or at least everyone knows a loud conversation is happening, right? Tends to be pretty mellow unless something's happening, right? Like, a trailer dropped. Oh, let's go look at this. Oh, somebody got a new dog. Or the Smash Brothers. Something's happening, right? Except until Kevin came. Then all of a sudden, it was just daily. Hey, Fran. And Fran would walk around, like, trying to get away from Kevin. And Kevin would just chase him down. And it was the most satisfying thing in the fucking world. Because all of a sudden, it was the two things that I didn't want to deal with.
Yeah.
They had to deal with each other. And Kevin loved it, man. Oh, Kevin loved fucking with me. He still does. You still see it.
he pushes the buttons very, very quickly.
It's great.
And I'll be honest,
so,
like,
manipulative. He's so, like, I know exactly what little part to hit. Right.
Well,
here.
He's equal parts insidious and oblivious. That's Kevin right there. So he doesn't quite know how much he's getting you, but then when he figures it out, it's time to go harder.
Oh, yeah. And especially on Fran.
Oh, God, yeah. But especially since he used to run the syndication. And I was like, I couldn't care less about
Nick could not give a fuck what Kevin was doing, but he had to do it. It was a job that had to get done.
No, I told him, I was like, just revamp
it. So much room for improvement that Kevin, Mr. Fixed It, was just like, whoa, 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 this is broken as fuck. Why are we doing things this way, this way, this way? We should be doing it this way, this way, this way. It is the only answer. Like, we're demonstrably doing this wrong. And everyone knew it. So that made it even worse, because it was just like, all Kevin needed was the power to be able to make the changes. And Kevin's just like, Fran, like, you just got to okay this. He's like, the engineering team's busy. They got to do all this stuff. Kevin's like, I'll go talk to the engineering team. He's like, no, leave them alone. Don't do anything. Kevin's like, I'm going to talk to the engineering team. Like, no, come on, Fran. And he's just like, walk around. And then, like, what would end up happening? Kevin would go talk to the engineering team. And then the entire 300-person company had to deal with Kevin.
So here's what you never saw, too, because he'd go talk to them. And then me being Kevin's boss, they'd get pissed off and come talk to me. And I would go like this. I will totally talk to him about that. And then I never would ever. Then I'd go to Starbucks and not give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, if he's annoying someone else to get shit done, I don't care.
And Kev got it all done. Got it all done.
Yeah, by the end of like 3 months there, Kevin had like revamped.
He like tripled the subscriptions on YouTube across like all the different channels. It was like so fucking funny to see it all happen. And so it's like, you can't really get mad at it, but God, it was funny watching him chase Fran around.
God, I loved it. He used to go into, like, he'd chase him into meetings, and Fran would just walk into the room like, shut the door.
Yeah.
And, like, Kevin would still be talking.
All the conference rooms had glass, and Kevin would just like.
He would just be like circling around it like a shark.
Like a horror movie. Yeah.
Really, it is terrifying. But when he's not doing it to you, it's a fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
Oh, man.
Tim.
And magic.
Real quick, I just quickly want to talk about the Dallas event that I went to. I went to the opening weekend of the Dallas Fuels games for Overwatch League. It was a lot of awesome games. It was fun as shit. Thanks to everybody who came out to the meet and greets. I thought there'd be like maybe five people. And, you know.
There were six.
There was like 18 the first time. And oh, wow. The second time there was like maybe 12. Hell yeah. Like that. Yeah. So, and it was super unofficial. I was like, they had this whole big stand like set up for me where I'd like sit behind the desk and do the signing. And whoa. I was like, no, I'm just going to let's stand over here and just talk in a circle to each other. Cool. And that's all we did. And it was fun. A lot of cool events. The whole venue was awesome. The whole setup was really cool. And they sold out, I think, both nights, or at least the first night. There was like at least 2,500 people there or something like that. A lot of people there to watch Overwatch, and it was a lot of fun. And Dallas is really cool. And we stayed in the same the cool thing about it is Arlington Esports Stadium is like next to the Texas Rangers Stadium, which is next to Dallas Cowboys Stadium, which like it's all one giant area stadium that's city. Just full of everything, along with this place called Texas Live, which is like a nightmare. It's basically a shopping mall, but instead of stores, it's just a bunch of loud-ass bars that are playing different loud music. Oh my god, dude! That's
like your worst nightmare.
It's horrible, dude. And the main place of this Texas Live thing, it's like double layered, like two story or whatever, and giant LED walls, like playing all sorts of sports games, soccer, baseball, this sort of shit, and which is pretty cool when you just want to sit down and have a drink and you have these gigantic screens to look at, and then like fucking trance music starts playing. Mm-hmm. And then some of the screens go black, and then it's just like a title pops up, and it's like, the DJ's name. something very similar to the Tiesto pops up in like a 3D font doing this.
Oh, God.
And then like
a screensaver?
And then visualizer behind it, you know? And then the fucking screens open. Wow. They open up, and he's in the center there on
like
the very bottom.
Like a Scott Pilgrim boss fight?
That's awesome.
He's on the bottom behind his DJ desk, and there's like six girls dancing around him. And meanwhile, everybody's just like eating chicken fingers and drinking beer. And it's like, this is not a club. I don't know what you think this is.
Dude, when I
this
went...
This is not that.
When I went and saw Lizzo, her opening act, she had two opening acts, and one of them ended up being the DJ for her. Who was cool. She was trying to hype the audience up. And to be fair, like, I give anyone who is an opening act who's trying to get, like, people's attention while they're still filing in and getting booze, like, I give you guys
it's a thankless job,
ton of
sure.
props.
Baron, real quick, but can you Google Texas Live Dallas?
Our internet is out.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, everyone. What's up? Welcome from watching this live and pre-recorded. There you go. Because I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to try and get the audience to just pay attention to a little bit. But, like, man, so her DJ was like, we were watching because, of course, my wife and I went to see Lizzo and we got there, of course, early. Like, well before anyone should have ever showed up. To get, like, because we were like, it's open seating, so we'll make sure we get good seats. Yeah. We're in these seats for like 2 hours before anyone gets around us. But it was hype. Her DJ was great. I think it's the DJ that ends up and performing with her, which is cool too. She's like, I'll be back with Lizzo in a little bit. But then she had another act come on, and it was these two women, and they were just, it was like kind of a White Stripes type thing. It was just two of them. Maybe it was a guy and a girl. I can't remember. They were like dressed weirdly. I couldn't tell from the stage. But it was so bad. And it wasn't their fault. It was just people. We just came from this insanely hype Lizzo,
yeah,
like DJ to like indie. Like, I'm playing guitar. It was tough. It was tough. And, like, I'm like, I'm not feeling, the audience was not feeling this music. They were like, come on. Yeah, let's get hype. And everyone's like, mm-mm, no. People were literally like, nope, don't want this. Bring on Lizzo.
That's how this was, but there was no
segue.
There was no stage. Or like, rather, he was on a stage, but there was no pit or anything like that. There was a bar area, and then you would walk in between the Kevin of Texas Live with all his different screens and he's switching monitors or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no place to like dance or gather around. It's just people sitting like against like they had sort of like a like bar setups or whatever. Or just people sitting down in their tables with their families, like really bizarre. And like these like sexy dancers are dancing and it's like and it's just like it's the weirdest vibe ever. But luckily all of us kind of me and some people that work for like the Dallas Fuel organization went to some kind of like nerdy bar. Like, I mean, they had like basketball, like arcade shit or whatever. And they were playing a bunch of like emo music, so it was pretty tight.
Yeah.
But again, every place is just so loud in that.
It's
spot.
Like every Twitch party I've ever been to in my life. Where you walk in, you're like, how is the parking lot this loud?
Have you ever been to a Twitch party?
I'm not even in the fucking building yet.
Don't ever go to a Twitch party.
No?
It is that. It is just great people. Lovely people. God, you won't know a single word they're saying. Nope. It is just oomps, oomps,
I hate those parties.
And it's just
everyone hates
smoke.
Those parties.
Like, I don't understand why there's why we keep doing this.
Because
like, why those still continue.
Because some PR person who doesn't understand the video game industry thinks this is the kind of thing that video game people like. And it's like... straight up like Johnny Mnemonic 1990s. You're like, that must be what computer games are like, right? Yeah, let's do that. And you're like, this is so tonally off.
It's like they saw Bad Boys 1 and they're like, we need to remake that scene.
Yes, it's a fucking networking event. The number one thing you need to be able to do is say hello to people you haven't seen in a while and like catch up and be like, yeah, I'm still alive, you're still alive, you're still doing stuff, let's do stuff together. But when you're literally just like, I'm trying to guess what Tim's saying by the shape of what his lips are making, but I'm fucking lost. Yeah. Not only that, but like pulse pounding music takes it out of you. I'm like, this is like three parties in one right now. I can't go to the other parties I want to go to.
It's crazy. Like if it's me, Blessing, and Nick that are sitting there, and Nick is telling the story, Blessing's hearing it, and I'm not.
I'm barely hearing
it. And I would have to get close, and we're all like just in a little... It was not a great experience.
I love it, though. I love the idea of this wall just opening up and just a dude.
Yeah, hopefully the internet comes back up, because it's really...
quite the scene.
Is it back up?
Can you Google Texas, like spell out Texas, and then live, and then Dallas?
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the live show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, sorry, guys. And just look for images. There it is. That one. Right. That one. So this is sort of how the stage... Oh, it's a very, very small photo.
Let's get a zoom.
But you can see how big the people are, right?
Oh, so people are just eating dinner
like,
right
there. People are just sitting down at cool their benches or whatever. But so these two screens to the right and left of them like move. So originally that's covered up.
Dope.
That is actually pretty sick.
And so... when you're basically looking at it, the giant screen has a game, and then where it says Texas and Live on the top right, so there's different games playing there.
Cool.
And the screens that are actually moving and that kind of reveal the stage, if you want to call that a stage, they have different games on or whatever. But then when the big music act comes on, that's where it's like, oh, this shit's going to get insane right now. I can't wait. And then it's just really bad 3D font of whatever the DJ's name was with, like, colors behind it. And let's everybody on their feet. And like, I'm standing eating.
There's nothing more sad than that. But again, I empathize with these people because you just described my entire stand-up comedy career. It's just me desperately trying to get people's attention who do not want me there. Who do not want anything to do with
it's
me.
Tonight, no, but it's, the show you're doing, is it a show or is it open mic?
Which one?
The
tonight?
One you're doing tonight.
The one tonight I'm doing tonight is a legit show.
Okay, good.
Over at Neck of the Woods. The one on I'm doing at Cobb's on Sunday as well. Cobb's Comedy Sunday. Come out and see me. That's a show as well. That's
going to
be a good
Tim,
one.
Tim, you trying to go?
Potentially.
Because I'm thinking I'm going tonight.
Tickets, CobbsComedy.com.
Yeah. Here's the thing about your stand-up, though, Nick. When it's you trying to get people into it and you bomb and it's quiet, that's like got to be way worse than when you're trying to get people into club music and... whether people are booing and cheering, you can't hear them anyway because it's loud as hell.
You know what I think the difference is that you can, if with a couple good jokes, you can actually bring a crowd that does not want it into like, oh, I'll pay attention to this guy for 3 minutes while he does comedy. But I can't imagine a situation where I'm like, I really don't want to listen to like EDM right now. And then someone turns it around. I'm like, you know what? Fuck these chicken wings. Yeah, I do want to rage right now. I do want to be at a rave right now.
I don't know, man. There's something about comedy because it's like, it's such a call and response type thing of like, it's just one voice. Like you can drown out the music and stuff with comedy. If you're at a place that you don't want, if you're just eating, right, and you don't know that you're going to a place with comedy,
oh,
and
God,
then they're like, it's the comedy, and then like random ass motherfuckers go up and start doing comedy, it's the worst because they're going to start talking shit about you eating and not laughing, and it's like, great, so now I'm being ridiculed for you telling shitty jokes that I'm just trying to eat my goddamn mozzarella sticks. DJ Tiesto is going to leave you alone.
DJ Tiesto is going to like, but at one point though, you know that DJ Tiesto is going to lock eyes with you and there's going to be some sadness behind those eyes, and you're going to have to take that with you when you go home.
From where I was sitting on the second story balcony. And I felt like he was a tiny man down there with like all these tiny dancers around him.
Maybe he was the size
and
of Brian.
I just walked to the pizza place and just ordered two giant pepperoni slices, and it was so good.
You'll never believe the amount of ecstasy this man is on.
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this podcast. But before we do, I want to take a break for a word from our sponsors. Our first sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is Hims, a wellness brand for men. I'm going to throw this out. You've heard us talk about Hims left and right. I'm using it. Andy's using it. Just this morning, I used the shampoo. I took the Finasteride, and the night prior, I like to take the vitamins at night. Why? Because I feel like I'm doing something good for myself while I rest. Listen, you might notice that your hair is thinning a little bit, and that's okay. It's easier to do something about it now, though, than it is to wait until it's gone. That's why I would like to recommend to you guys right now, 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. It's time to write a new chapter, one in which you have your hair. We've been a proud sponsor of, a proud advocate of 4hims for a very, very long time, of course, because there's no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. Hims was created by a guy who knows some men's health conversations are easier online than in person, which means you do this whole thing online, no more awkward in person doctor's visits or long pharmacy lines. 4hims connects you to real doctors online, which could save you hours, completely confidential and discreet. Answer a few quick questions, a doctor will review, and if they determine it's right for you, can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. This holiday season, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow with Hims. Dive into 2020 hair first. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to 4hims.com/kinda. That's 4hims.com/kinda. Prescription requires an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3 months minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/kinda. What are you waiting for? You want to go full bald? Don't do it, brother. Do something now. Next up, we got Butcher Box. Ah, this one's also near and dear to our hearts here because we love steak. And last, ladies and gentlemen, it's steak night. Is any culinary occasion more delicious? Spoiler alert, absolutely not. Let me tell you, I love grilling a steak. Barrett, I like going out there into the sun, letting the sun hit my beautiful forehead, and just hearing the sound of that meat hit the grill for the first time. You know what I mean?
You're making me so hungry right now.
And then you just sit out there for a little bit. Yeah. And let me tell you, it is a zen moment. Nothing in life can touch me when I'm meditating over a nice, big, juicy slice of steak. And that's why we love Butcher Box. If tenderness is the mark of an excellent steak, one cut is king, and that's the filet mignon. Sure, it is less marbling than a ribeye, but the texture is unbeatable. Still missing the fat? There's nothing like a quick wrap in bacon won't fix. And right now, Butcher Box gives you two filets and a pack of bacon free in your first box. Every month, Butcher Box ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to my home. Kevin got one the other day, and I was like, let me have it. And he was like, no. All meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals, packed fresh and shipped frozen and vacuum sealed so it stays that way. It's the best meat shipped right to your door, which means one less trip to the grocers. Options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and bacon that's free of nitrates and added sugar. Barrett, we gotta cook. We gotta get out there and start barbecuing, buddy. ButcherBox is the most affordable and convenient way to get healthy, humanely raised meat. With ButcherBox, you get the highest quality meat around for just $6 per meal, and they even have free shipping nationwide, except for Alaska and Hawaii. You get two. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You can get two filet mignons, a pack of bacon, plus $20 off your first box when you sign up now at butcherbox.com/kinda, or use the promo code kinda at checkout. That's two free filet mignons, a pack of bacon, plus $20 off your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/kinda or use the promo code kinda at checkout. And lastly, we got the Besties podcast. Hey, listeners, we know you love all things video games, so we want to tell you about a Spotify original podcast called The Besties. Every Friday, the creators of The Adventure Zone, Justin and Griffin McElroy, are joined by their two best friends and hardened video game reporters, Russ Frushtick and Chris Plant, to go deep on a single new video game. If you've been a fan of Polygon, you know these guys. They co-founded it. Also, we've hung out with them before, and they're cool dudes. Plus, the Besties cover all the major moments in video games in 2020, from new console launches to Cyberpunk 2020 and beyond. And at the end of the year, they do complete showdown, pitting all of the top games of the year against one another to get to the top game of that year. It's pretty epic, but the Besties can't do it without their fans, who write in each week with all sorts of goofy suggestions. It's like a book club for video games. You can find The Besties on Spotify, which also has your favorite podcasts, including this one, of course, and music, all for free. Listen to The Besties free only on Spotify. And now, back to the show. All right. Now we're done with that. Tim.
Yes.
You had a tremendous amount of eye surgery lately.
Yeah, tremendous amount. We've been talking about this.
Seven different operations.
Ad nauseum of me going in blind fury, all this stuff. Like, am I going to be blind? I was pretty confident about the whole thing. I was just like, you know, Kev was kind of like freaking me out, or trying to freak me out, but I wasn't letting it get to me. I was just like, it's going to be fine. It's just like,
what
it's
if I caught you?
It's fine. It's going to be totally fine. The day before, I started freaking out, guys. So I was just like, I'm legitimately might be blind for the rest of my life, like if something goes wrong. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? And it was like, I've only had this feeling
high
twice
risk, high reward.
Other times in my life. Jumping out of a fucking plane.
I was going to guess that was one of them.
Because, like, seriously, it's like, once you start going up, there's this moment of, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And it's like, when you are looking at it, you're like, what the fuck am I doing this for? The other one was when I was in Bali and I decided to go on the world's craziest fucking water slide. And I was just like, up there, and I'm like, I'm next. And I'm like, why?
Yeah,
like,
I should have said no.
Why?
You know, of all places to go on the world's craziest water slide.
Exactly.
Bali would not be the one.
Yeah. So. I literally went on a water slide. There was a fucking 90-degree drop into a loop.
Jesus. That's a loop.
What the fuck was I thinking? It was so fun, though. But then this other time, I'm like, yeah, great. I'm going to get lasers in my eyes. Like, that sounds like a fucking good time. I was so fucking scared. And so I go, and it was totally fucking fine. Everything worked out great. But the thing that I thought was a little bit bizarre is, you know, they're prepping me. They're trying to keep me all calm and stuff. And I'm like, it's cool. It's cool. I'm definitely trying to overplay, like, how confident I am. I was not at all.
Right. Like, you wore, like, a leather jacket and stuff.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, do they put you out for this?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, they don't put you out. And think of it this way. You see it all happen because your eyes are open.
Nope.
No.
Jesus. Yeah.
So
how do you blink?
So
they put drops in your eyes, right?
So here's the thing. So I'm like, in this room, and they're prepping me. And, dude, these motherfuckers straight up leave me, like, I from the waiting room, like, Tim, Geddes, cool, come back. And I'm like, cool. And I go back. They do some quick check on me. They put the drops in. All right, we'll be right back. They leave me in this fucking, like, room alone for 15 minutes.
With your thoughts.
With my goddamn thoughts. All right?
Like,
what the fuck is wrong with that?
Was it like this at all?
Yeah. Yeah, real talk.
Damn. How about you just Google fire in the sky? Let's have some nightmares right now.
I hate this. I hate anything to do
with
this.
Fire in the sky eyeballs. Let's have some nightmares.
No, this scene was even worse. Yeah. That's the one where they, like, pry his eyes open and make him watch stuff. And then, like, just put drops in periodically so they don't come out. It's terrifying.
Oh. Give me one sec. Fill time.
I'll never forget. My wife had to go in for a minor surgery, but they were putting her out. And she was a little bit nervous. She had to have some, like, her elbow worked on. And, I was like, you know, I'm there. I'm like, this is what when you get married, you know, as a good husband, you look for those opportunities to, like, be there for your wife. I'm like, this is an opportunity for me to step up.
This is a win.
Like, this is an easy win for me. I hold her hand. I crack some jokes, what I'm good at, diffuse tension, and it's going to be good, right? She's a little bit nervous, but to be honest, I think I was a little bit more of a nervous wreck than she was, because I'm like, oh my God, if she dies, I have to, like, I will not be able to live. And then everything was like, we were getting to the point where it was a little tense, and then her anesthesiologist walked in, and he was the best looking man I've ever seen in my life. And I saw, and watched my gaze, okay, up to him, because he was a solid 6'2",
yeah.
Just more hair than any man should have, and a beard that was, like, better kept but more rugged than mine.
Wow.
And he says one
somehow
thing.
Better kept and more rugged.
He says one little tiny thing to my wife, and she does the laugh, and everyone knows the laugh. You know, it's not like that's funny. It's a kind of laugh, and I'm like, should I leave? Do I need to be here? Should I leave the room?
Anyway,
your insecurities.
I was just like, my wife's like, go get me. Why don't you just leave?
No
excuse. Barrett, I said assets a couple things.
I'm working on it right now.
Cool.
It's being weird.
So I'm in this fucking room. I want the picture of the mirror. I'm in this room, and I'm freaking the fuck out. It's like the final 15 minutes before
what
I might be blind.
What is this psycho
forever.
Fucking True Detective room that
this
got you
in? This
is
the room I'm in, all right? So check this out, guys. They put these numbing drops in my eyes, which I've had before from them. So I'm like, I was familiar with what's going on. I'm like, cool, my eyes are going to be totally numb. That's fine. But I'm sitting there 15 minutes just chilling in my own head. And I look, and I'm sitting on a stool. Like, you see where that stool is right there? I'm sitting on one where I took this picture from. And I'm looking straight ahead of me at a mirror. Now, what's weird about this?
There's no mirror in it.
I'm not there.
Wait, what?
So you see this fucking
mirror? It's like off level or whatever.
And
it's like
you guys, I started freaking the fuck out. I was like, yo, they just put numbing shit. Like, they didn't drug me. Like, I was like, what the fuck? And I started moving around looking at this thing, and I was like really fucking getting scared. And I looked back, and it was like, it was just a level thing. Like, it was higher than me.
So what is it reflecting?
So, like, it's reflecting on the back wall. There's just a white square.
Why?
It's like above
what
me.
What kind of fucking like it's how amusement they do park bullshit is this?
The projector that has the letters.
Oh.
And like
okay.
Apparently they do it backwards, and like that's how they you're looking at a mirror, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was like freaking out because I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Am I a ghost? This is crazy.
Oh, they should have made it like an LED screen to make it look like the wall and then just have like stuff pop up. Holy and stuff.
Do you guys ever watch That 70s Show?
Yeah.
Man, you know when they get high and like the parents will be talking about the wallpaper will be moving in the background?
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of.
So I was tripping balls. That had me freaking out. And then eventually I realized, I was like, all right, I need to calm the fuck down. So I go in to do the surgery and they put me down. Oh, before I go in, the guy comes in, some random kid that I hadn't seen yet. And he's just like, hey, so it's time to go. Leave everything in here, but you can take your phone if you want to take a picture with the doctor afterwards. I was like,
yeah, I do.
What the fuck?
They know you, Tim. They know.
But I was like, this is like,
like, do you follow me?
What do you think you are? You know?
My favorite thing was you posted that picture.
Yeah.
And then Gia responded because you were like, dude, shout out to this guy. He's like my savior and did an awesome job. And he's there for me. He's always there for me. And Gia responded, like, what am I, chopped liver? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't mention her at all.
It was funny.
Yeah. but yeah, it was just like, and he is a Bay Area legend. Like, if you listen to the radio ever, like, there's. Like Scott Hiver, like V as in Vision, it's this whole fucking thing.
V as
right?
in Vision, that's dope.
Like, he's just on the radio forever. But I'm just like, why are you treating him like a celebrity? It was a weird, weird thing. Where I'm like, don't take anything with you, but you can take your phone to take a picture with him. I'm like,
hell yeah, bro.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah, like you were Kim Kardashian with like the famous nose job guy or whatever.
So jumping ahead a little bit after the surgery. I like tried to get the picture, and he acted like that was weird as fuck.
they set you up for that shit.
I was like, the fuck? Whatever, I don't care.
That's funny.
But yeah, so
you're never going to have to get the eyes done again, so you're good. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, so I go down, for the
just
surgery.
Kidding, Dr.
I'll spare too many of the details here.
Horrifying.
But the whole thing over in 10 minutes, it felt like 20 minutes.
Really?
Like,
that fast?
Yeah, dude. It's like, you just boom, boom, boom.
Is it painful during?
It's not painful at all. Okay. It's stressful. It's really stressful. So you go down and they straight up Clockwork Orange you.
Nope.
Like they straight up clamp your eyes down.
No way.
So it's like you can't close your eyes. You're looking at this shit. You're looking at everything going on.
I would freak
and like
out.
This part,
then they
I'm
numb
not
your body. You see like a tongue. Like
parts I'm not going
to
tell
and
you because like
as
it's
you're starting to go in
and out.
Someone's like, take his pants off.
But
wait, what?
It's. I mean, graphic. I'll tell you one word it involves, and then I'll stop talking about it. That word is scraping.
So
this fucking laser starts going, and you see a red. Like, so there's a red dot, and then there's like two green dots on the sides, and it's just lights. It's just lights and stuff. And I'm just like looking at it. And he's like, okay, focus on the green, follow the green, like you know, like. That's all you got to do. It's like, look at this shit. Like, don't worry
You're
about
like,
what
I got to move
doing.
My eyes. Am I going to fucking do the work here?
And
what
I'm like,
do I
right,
refill
so
my own drink?
I'm like following this shit along or whatever. And it was just the most insane moment I've ever had in my life. It was a legit moment of clarity where everything was blurry as fuck. It's like, there was just like, it looked like water. So it's like, you can't really see. But then all of a sudden I was looking at the green light and it just went. And it was just like, I could see every like fingerprint, like every, like every diode of light
you
from the light.
A vampire.
And I was just like, oh my God. Like, it was the most perfect vision possible. And then it just went away. And I'm like, well, that sucks. I want that back.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the
good
drug.
But so then that was the laser turning on. The laser turns on and you hear it. And motherfuckers, guys.
You smell
like, it. Like, it didn't hurt at all. Hmm. But the fear of just hearing.
Like getting a fucking.
I was like, holy shit. It starts going. And then, yeah, Nick, you start smelling it. You start smelling your eyes.
A little smelly
burning.
Eyeball.
And I was just like freaking the fuck out. But then it was over. I was like, cool.
Oh my God, I would not be able to handle that. I would freak out and leave. And then it would shoot a fucking laser through my head. And it would kill me.
Yeah.
It would like lobotomize me.
Yeah, it was a lot. But then the, like, I told the whole process already. But like,
you didn't get LASIK, right? You got the other thing?
PRK.
PRK.
Yeah. So PRK means longer recovery time, which essentially means like 5 days of hell. And God, guys, this weekend was not fun.
No.
Imagine if your eyelids were sandpaper. It's just like, so that fucking sucks. Yeah, can you bring this up? The other ones?
Yeah, hold on.
So that's how you had to sleep?
Yeah.
Because you were light sensitive?
So here's the thing.
My eyes are watering just looking at you.
So I had to wear these dumbass Tracer goggles.
These are awesome.
Go back to the goggle one.
Andy likes these because it's like his favorite game, like the Tracer. Overwatch.
Yeah, so you can see how fucked my eyes are there. Like, it felt like sandpaper.
Your pupils are tiny.
And you just can't see anything. Mm-hmm. It was fucking hell, and I'm useless, and I can't look at a screen. And it's like, you know when you were a little kid and a power outage would happen, and you're just like... fuck, this is the worst thing ever. At least I have my Game Boy until the batteries die. It's like that, except it's like, oh, hey, it's 5 days. Your eyes are going to suck. It's going to hurt really bad, and you can't do anything. You can't go to work. You can't do anything like you need to do. You also can't do anything you want to do. And I'm just like, this is the fucking worst thing.
Couldn't do your hair there either, huh?
No, couldn't fucking see shit. You kidding me? But then, yeah, go to the little bra. That
blonde hair, man. It's crazy.
Look at that. So blonde. They gave me fucking a bra that I had to put over
that's
these things.
That's a solid C-cup right there.
to like block the... Because the light was... It's so ridiculously sensitive to light.
My God. I was expecting to get to work and you not be here today. Me too.
I actually recovered faster than scheduled, which is... impressive
because they underestimated you.
I mean, we were prepared for anything this morning. Kevin was telling me, he's like, hey, it doesn't seem like he's going to know until 10. So we had like three different sets of lower thirds for in review prepared because Kevin was in and out. And so, yeah.
Here I am. It's great. So now it's a weird thing where my eyes are good. I can see better than I've ever seen before, but everything is not in focus. And like over the next couple months, it's just going to get better and slowly better until eventually I'm 2020, which is freaking cool as hell to think about. But man, this weekend, it's just like, you guys don't understand like how hard it is. Like, you're just useless when you can't see, you're used to seeing, you know.
I would annoy the shit out of my wife with how many times I grabbed her.
I couldn't even find you. You know what I mean?
I'd be like,
but like, you called me during the Oscars and like I heard my phone. I'm just like, fuck, like it's in the bed somewhere and I can't find it. Like, it's, you just feel useless, man. And then over time, so I started listening to audiobooks, and I listened to the Star Wars.
The Timothy Zahn.
Yeah, and I finished the first one. And it's just so crazy. Have you guys ever listened to audiobooks?
Mm-hmm. No. I tried one time.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
It's cool. And it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of sound effects, and there's music, and he does all the voices and shit. It's pretty cool. He needs to work on his Leia, though. But I'm listening, and then I realize you can do like 2x speed, like 3x speed, or whatever. And it's like, I tried that. I'm like, how the fuck can anyone listen like this? Like, it's way too, like, this is like not listenable. Mm-hmm. But then over time, I'm like, they're talking way too slow. And I would start like going faster and faster. And then I realized, like, I'm at like 3x speed right now.
What?
And, like, I'm blazing through. But I realized I could only work up to it. You know, you go in at 3, it's way too much. But like, if you start off, you can get a little faster and faster. It's a pro tip at home. We're not sponsored by Audible, but one day we will be again. And then that's the pro tip of the day.
Audible's the bomb, dude. I remember when we used to drive to Laughlin, Nevada. We drove to Arizona. That was like the farthest my parents would ever put me in a car and drive me to. Laughlin, Arizona. Laughlin's like 5 hours away from Riverside, where I grew up. But Arizona's like 8. And we would go to visit my aunt and uncle. And every time I would, like, at first I would fight it. But then I would slowly get into it. My dad loved listening to the Tom Clancy books. So we would listen to like Clear and Present Danger, Hunt for October, all these books. And man, there's something about that like long drive, but just hearing them do like the voices and getting the characters, that was really, really cool.
It is. It's very cool. It's one dude and he does all the voices from Star Wars. And it's like, he does Han Solo. And I'm like, you sound pretty good. He does Chewie, he does C-3PO and stuff. I'm like, whoa, this is dope. It's real dope shit.
Timothy Zahn?
Yeah. So Timothy Zahn was he wrote, I don't know how many of the Star Wars books he wrote.
He wrote a whole bunch of them, but it's iconic for a trilogy that like a lot of people regard as the true episode 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Of like, before...
Yeah,
all this stuff, but like back when that shit was as canon as it ever was.
Yeah, he introduced the Mara Jade character was his creation.
Mara Jade and Thrawn.
Thrawn, Grand Admiral Thrawn, and then of course I think Leia was pregnant with twins at this point.
It's like, fantastic.
And
stuff.
Luke had started, I think, a Jedi Academy.
Not yet.
I think at some point he does.
Yeah,
I'm very hints at it.
So, but here's the other thing though. Over days, right, I'm dealing with this, and it's like some days I can see better than others, but like I still couldn't go outside or whatever. So there was a lot of time of just me laying in bed, like I ran out of things to do or watch.
How did food taste?
Food was great. Now, okay, here's the story.
Did your other senses enhance?
So here's the story.
Oh, let's
guys,
go.
Right. So I get this call from Nick, and I can't fucking find it. So it's like, even though I could hear the vibration, like, you know, my sense of touch or my sense of whatever, not working.
Were you watching the Academy Awards at this point or no?
No, I couldn't.
He was hearing.
Yeah. I heard him though.
He heard him from Los Angeles live. Like he wasn't. Yeah, he was hearing here.
Got that good. Daredevil.
Yeah. It was crazy. I'm gonna get in trouble for telling the story, but I'm gonna do it anyways. I'm gonna do it anyways.
Do it. Fran already disowned us.
I get in trouble with who though?
Gia.
Oh, okay.
So I'm laying there. I'm just like, you farted. And she was just like, She got so mad because she's just like, she literally was like, it was like the middle of the night, and it's like, it's so rare that I catch her farting. So fucking rare. But like, I didn't hear it. I just smelled it.
Yeah.
And I called her out, and she was like, your fucking senses are getting better. And I was like, no, they're not. Like, you just farted. Just but she got so legitimately angry as if my senses are getting better.
Isn't that the best? Isn't it the best when you catch them doing that stuff?
Doing that stuff.
God, I love it. Because like, I mean, I don't like to generalize, okay?
It was obviously, like us this morning with Barrett and the kimchi.
Oh, we were all blaming each other, man. We're at this table, and like all of a sudden it smells like just hell.
Dude, legit, I was in the other room looking at Cool Greg like, bro, what are you doing over there?
There is something so gratifying. Because like, everyone's different, obviously. Like, if you think farts are funny and you're a female, disregard the statement. But it's been my experience that for the most part, guys think farts are way funnier than women. And I, my relationship, that dynamic is very traditional between me and my wife. I think it's hilarious. I have no shame about it whatsoever. My wife fucking hates it. Fucking hates it. So whenever there's an accidental slip on that part, it's the best. It is the best from my perspective. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, we've talked about this before, but like, I love farting in response to Gia's questions. Especially, she doesn't like it one bit. But then what she likes even less, she likes even less is when I immediately follow it up with, I'm not farting at you, I'm farting with you. She does not like it.
I do the old, there must be a mongoose in the next room. You know what I mean?
Oh, see, that's super old school because my dad was like Fonzie. He was like, oh, Fonzie just drove down the street because it was always like motorcycle. A motorcycle. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it always was. Oh, God.
But the one thing that I want to tell, the story I want to tell about this is, so at some point I was just laying in bed and like I could kind of see enough, but like I couldn't watch anything of substance. Like I couldn't like watch a movie. Like I tried watching Wonder Woman at that point, but I my eyes weren't there yet. Everything was just
too
whatever.
Boring. Yeah.
So I'm like, I just need to turn on something that's just mindless, whatever. Now, Nick, I've been pitching you on this damn YouTube channel on Internet Explorers for the last couple weeks.
Which one?
It's not the Dobre Brothers.
Oh, guys,
it
too bad,
is
then.
Mr. Beast.
Okay,
and it's one, oh, he's yeah. so fucking popular. It's one of those things where I feel that this Mr. Beast dude and his channel is the perfect example that not every major huge YouTube channel needs to be total dog shit garbage.
Like the
this,
Dobre Brothers.
This dude, exactly. This dude is just a positive force for the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there might be stuff I don't know. There might be some deep dark secrets.
Shout out really quick to the homies, Carl and Jordan.
Motherfucking Carl.
Yeah.
Who, a best friend, Carl. Yeah. This little shit, dude. Like, I don't know him well enough to call him a little
fast.
Shit.
That turned real quick. He came to, like, the SF meet and greet last
year. He came to prom. And, like, dude.
He's been at OKB stream. He's cool, dude.
He is awesome. And like when you see him, Nick, when you see him, he is the future. You look at this kid and you're just like,
Carl's legitimately one of the funniest people I know.
He's
like my funniest friend by far.
I'm so jealous of him.
Like it.
I'm so jealous of him. But like he just pops up in these videos every once in a while. And I'm just like, it's the funniest thing seeing him because I'm just like, you got that it factor, man.
He's got like the very specific humor shit that like you can't explain it, but you're like,
I mean this in the most complimentary way. He's TikTok as a human.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's meme humor, but not annoying. Like,
yeah.
Because for a lot of time when I hear people like use meme humor over the top, like over and over again, I'm like,
you're
all
saying
right.
Meme?
Meme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mean.
Meme, like internet humor. Sure, right? Sure, I'm sure, like, sure. All right, guys, like let's calm down. Like we don't have to do this over and over and over again. For him, he's so authentic with it and so great with it that it just works.
I just fucking love it. And when he pops up in these videos, it just warms my
He's
God.
He's so funny. He's like a cartoon character.
So I've been telling
what is,
you
what is
about
the channel called
guy.
Again?
Mr. Beast is his name. And if there's bad stuff, don't fucking tell me. I don't want to know. I want to just believe the
let him get canceled on his own time.
I
want to
believe he's pure good.
Sure.
Because literally all he does is he got a lot of views. I don't know how he got to start. But like he gets so many YouTube views and he makes so much money that all he does is spend that money to make more videos to get more money. And he spends his money in awesome ways.
Just like KFA.
Exactly.
Kind of. It's kind of like that. But like he's the guy that will do the challenges where it's like, I'm going to buy a Tesla and there's four people in the Tesla.
They gotta keep their hand on it or whatever.
Whoever leaves the Tesla last gets to keep the Tesla.
In the Tesla.
And it's just like I turned on one of these things and then it was just like hours later and I'm still watching and there's just something about him with it. They're so fascinating. Like to see
he bought
human
a whole
beings.
Like grocery store. He bought everything inside of a grocery store and then fans came and lined up and like, all right, you could just take whatever you want. And like people were just lining up to walk into the grocery store and just take food that they wanted and groceries and shit. It's
I would
crazy.
Take all the Pop-Tarts.
So I watched one yesterday that was, it was him and like three of his friends and he got three Lambos, and he put his friends in the Lambos, and he set up a race with the Lambos. But there was all these rules where it's like, you got to stay under speed limit in the Lambos, and you had to go to challenge points and pick up an envelope, and the envelope would be like,
road rules.
Go to a football field and kick a field goal. And then they would do that, and then you have to get back in the car, go to the next thing, and it's like, get a hole-in-one in a mini-golf place. Like, go pick up these items from a grocery store. But, like, he did it in a way that, like, one of the items in the grocery store he knew wasn't at that grocery store. Mm-hmm. So people, they spent hella time looking for the shit. Then you had to go to a different grocery store to get that last the cheese puffs or whatever the fuck. And you're just watching this, and it's just like, this shouldn't be entertaining. But the editing's so fucking great, and these kids, whoever wins gets a Lambo.
That's amazing.
And it's like, then it ends. This motherfucker gets a Lambo. It's just like, what the hell? He gave away $1 million. There was $1 million in a fucking cube, and you can see it. And there's four people with their hand on it. Last person to take their hand off gets $1 million.
So what, how do people...
Three of them died.
Do people just go... Yeah, I was going to say, how the fuck... You would have to fight my hand off.
You see human beings
off.
Fucking break, man. Like, they're just there, and it's been like 42 hours. And they're just like... And like, people will come and try to like convince them and like bribe them to leave. Like, if you leave now,
like torture.
I'll give you 10K and a PS4.
And a PS4.
Yeah, it's like the most weird things. Yeah. But like, dude, it's honestly, it's so fucking fascinating.
It hits that very fascinating mid-2000s daytime TV challenge.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, where you're just like, there's just something about this and like how they introduce this idea of these challenges that you're just like, I got to see how people react
so
to this shit.
It's honestly, it's brilliant. Like, they just keep coming up with ideas that make me want to be like, I guess I got to watch the next one. After that one, I watched one where him and his friends would go to a mall, walk into a store, and hand random people his credit card. And just say, you can buy whatever you want, but if you go over the limit, you don't get anything. They don't know what the limit is. They don't know what the limit is.
Oh, man.
The limit was $1 million.
You're kidding me.
So you see these people fucking wrestling, and they're all egging them on, like, you sure you want to go that high? Or you can go a lot higher. And, like, they would go to a bunch of different stores, and, like, it started off at just, like, a GameStop or whatever, and, like, a Lego store or whatever. It ends at, like, a jewelry shop. And there's dudes buying diamonds. Like,
hell yeah.
Shit's fucking crazy.
That's
man.
Insane.
And then every once in a while, Carl's just in the videos. Yeah. It's just the fucking funniest
thing. Well,
because
I think he started off on the Brothers channel doing like editing and showed up on the Brothers channel.
I forget if it's like Mr. Bro or something like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Or Brother. I forgot the name of it. Anyway, it's Mr. Beast's brother who also has his own channel. And like, he just worked up the ranks, pulled up his bootstraps, you know?
And like, Jordan is editing videos now. Like, I think Jordan's first edited video was the one where it was the camp challenge where they're all like Boy Scouts for a day.
Wait, which Jordan is this?
Jordan Town.
Jordan Town.
Yeah,
no Jordan shit.
Town. Yeah, he's a
former Game Over Greggy show alumni.
Yeah.
Mr. Jordan Bro, Town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was on the show during KFL
1?
3.
No, 3. 2.
I think it was 3.
Four.
Really? Fuck, I don't remember this.
But yeah, he that was his first video, I think, that he had edited. And I checked it out. I was like, shit, this is like really good, fun, man. Shout out to those
we'll
kids.
Have to go check that
You really
out.
Should, Nick. Yeah. You're not going to, but you really
Probably
should.
Probably not. I don't like when people make each other do horrible things. Unless it's me making you guys do horrible things on KFAF tomorrow, 11:30, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Watch it live.
Are we doing something?
What's that? Oh, yeah, we better figure this out now. Yeah, we made Joey take that stupid blanket home. We should have just kept it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you all came out and supported us so lovingly last month that it's time to give back by answering some of your questions that you submitted over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Thank you to Grant Burton for asking us this question. He said, what's the longest con/lie you think you could get away with? Or what's the biggest or longest con/lie you have gotten away with?
Oh, man.
I can't tell you because it's still going on.
Damn. Tim's not even Tim. Tim's been Gia the whole time.
Oh, shit. I think I can last a real long time.
You would last out of all of us. Greg would break first. I think Greg would break. Actually, I would break first. I can't lie. I can't even take part of this. Greg, I think. Here's what would happen, I think. Greg would do his, but it would take so long that no one would care about it, and then he'd forget that he was supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
Yours would be a long time, but it would somehow make us money in like a legal, legit way.
Mostly.
But I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, I don't know either.
What's the longest you have gotten away with, though?
The longest I got away with anything was that prank we played on Greg, where it was like 2 days it took me to do that, and everyone in the office had to be cool about it. And that fucking snitch Joey almost let it out.
Almost let
it out.
You know,
but we did it and we got him, and it's the best prank video anyone's ever done on anyone. And the look on his stupid face.
The longest lie I've gotten away with, like, this was back in high school, because you're a dumb high school kid, you're trying to impress girls. I used to tell people that I was a year older than I actually was, and I did that shit for like 5 years.
Why?
Just I don't know, because again, I was a dumb high school kid.
Yeah, that's kind of
again, this
shit
was fuckboy bear age, where he's just trying to do anything to have sex with girls. So
that's fair. The only time I find myself like in that situation is when I think it's going to be beneficial for someone. So like throwing your 30th party, it didn't require me lying, but it required us to be secretive, and it almost killed me.
Yeah.
Mostly because I wanted your opinion on the banner that I was making for you.
Which is a weird thing, because now I have this banner and I need to decide. Just do I need to keep it or do I throw it away? It's a banner that says Tim Getty's 30th birthday roast. And I'm like, it's kind of dope. But
I'm never going to reuse it.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I have the file. If you ever want to print it again, it was like $50.
Yeah. Reuse it for the 35th.
Or like put a number, cross it out. It could be just something cool to keep in the new studio, you know? Just like have it as like a.
We got too much.
That could be cool on the wall.
We have enough shit.
We have enough shit.
Like, literally, if we don't have enough shit to put in the new studio, wait a week.
Yeah.
That room back there is fucking ridiculous right now. So I'm not going to point fingers, but someone in the room right next door has not one, but two giant boxes. And I can't remember what they were, blessing. But they were like, I was like, why do you need two of these? Why do you need two of these fucking collector
items? I don't
know
why I got two of them. Like, it's basically the Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Collector's edition.
Because one of them was PS4 and one of them was Xbox
One. Yeah,
one
of them is PS4 and one of them is Xbox, and I'm like, I don't know if I want one of these, let alone two of them.
God, it's the worst.
I told everybody my uncle worked at Nintendo.
How long did that last, though?
No, I didn't really do that. But we all lied about dumb shit when we were kids.
Yeah, that's like, why I'm trying to think. I'm like, what was something stupid that I lied about that I would have... Oh, you know what? So, in middle school, I lived in Nigeria. Because my dad lived in Nigeria at the time, so I was going to boarding school, and for like a good 2 years, I made everybody think that I just did something terrible to get sent to Nigeria.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, so I was like, oh yeah, I got in a huge fight, I stabbed a guy, so that's why I'm here.
Did
12 years old.
Did anyone believe that?
Everybody believed it.
Wow.
Yeah, because everybody's like,
but my friend back in the States, Justin Timberlake.
My good friend, do you know him? You ever heard of him?
Yeah, it was one of those things where I was like one of the only Americans in school, and so everybody was like, oh, he's different, and I was like, oh yeah. I've done bad things to get here. And also, a lot of the British kids that were there did bad things to get to end up there, which is why I was able to kind of fit in
blend
with that.
In.
Yeah. Even though they could have been lying, too.
I was like, I remember when I was a kid, I was so scared of roller coasters and going on any exciting theme park rides. I don't know why, because I fucking love them now. But back then, I was so terrified of them. And we were going to Fiesta Texas, Six Flags Fiesta Texas in San Antonio. And... all my friends wanted to go on the Joker's Revenge, and it's like this roller coaster that goes forward and then it comes backwards all the way, and I was like way too scared to ride this ride, but I told my friend Jacob, I was like, dude, I love these rides so much that like my brother dared me. He was like, I bet you money you won't be able to not ride that ride. And I
that's
was like,
the lamest
and
thing.
I was like, that's
what am I gonna do?
And I was like, I guess I can't.
Fuck him.
My brother told me he was gonna give me money if I like could resist going on my favorite theme park ride. So
oh
like
my
I can't.
God.
That is such
I was just so scared.
Dude, the thinking about this.
It's just little kid logic. Like,
it is. What is it, Tim? What's it going to be, Tim?
I mean, it's just a thing where I'm like, what? Look.
Statute of limitations, bro. Can't
I mean,
hold
so here's
you,
the
bro.
Deal. Here
20
is the
years,
deal.
You know what I mean?
There is one thing that I did a long time ago in high school that kind of fucked over one of my really good friends. And I thought it was funny.
Kind of.
And you know what? It was funny. It really was funny. I can't tell it because to this day, they still don't know.
Okay.
I was the one behind.
Oh,
is it
wow.
James Burr?
It is James Burr.
Are you fucked up with James Burr?
James Burr.
Because James Burr is such a gullible oaf.
Dude, oh
that of course
God.
You fucked him
oh
over.
Oh, my God.
What did you got to tell, not, you gotta
I,
tell
I,
a story.
I can't. I can't.
What does
can't.
It involve?
I just can't. You can't, Nick.
I can't. Like, he doesn't can't. Know. He'll never know. But there is another version of that story, though, also involving James. Not that story, but, like, a similar thing where, and I've told this before, sometime Game Over Grady show, whatever. I'm pretty hazy on the details of this because it was a long time ago. But there was pretty girls in high school. That's what happens, right? You're in high school. You like these pretty girls, whatever. This one kid, Carlito, had a crush on this girl. And he thought that it would be, he was too scared to talk to the girl himself. So he wanted to use James Burke. James Burke's MySpace profile to talk to her.
Okay.
And
that's not confusing at all.
It was the dumbest plan ever. We weren't even that cool with this kid. Like, and he just like was telling you, like, hey, James, like, I've seen that she's like talked to you before. So it's like, I feel like that's my in. And James was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This kid sneaks on, like, James was logged in like the library on his MySpace.
Dumbass.
And this fucking kid starts messaging this girl using James's profile.
Oh, God.
And says such stupid, like the type of shit that you're like,
oh, Tim was that kid.
No, yeah. I wasn't. I was not that kid. I was this Carlito is a real person that exists.
Cool name.
Carlito.
And this I know that because the point of this story is this motherfucker, he didn't know how to flirt. He didn't know what he was doing. He was saying things like, you really arouse me. It's like, don't, Jesus. That's not it. That's it. And it's
like when James Greg Burke's tries to talk dirty.
MySpace, all right? Like, just imagine that fucking face with hearing these things. And dude, we go to school together. It's like, there's no way we're not running into these girls every day, right? So fucking awkward, but I'll never forget it. Carlito copped to it. And it was me and James hanging out at lunch, and Carlito comes up to us, and he goes, Tim and James, Carlito did something bad.
He referred himself to the third person.
And I was dying. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, Oh, you're not going to like what Carlito did?
Yeah. Yeah, Carlito's so bad he has to refer to himself in the third person.
And he just kept doing it. And it was so fucking... And James was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I used your MySpace, man. You stayed... It was your fault. I told you I was going to do it. You shouldn't have stayed up the thing. And I was like... He has a point, James. He has a point. But I'll never fucking forget. Carlito did something bad.
That needs to be the headline of this video. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on the Kind of Funny Podcast. Greg will return next week. I'm sure he's not going to stay in Vegas forever. Guys, you did a phenomenal job today. Remember, if you're listening to this on audio podcast services, please give us a good ranking there. And come over and check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to us over on youtube.com/kindoffunny. If you had a Carlito in your life, let us know in the comments below how he fucked you over. And if you know his Carlito, let me know. Let me know what's up with that Carlito. We'll be back next week. Of course, if you're a Patreon producer or you're a Patreon supporter, you're in for one hell of a post show coming up next. Wow.